Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified transformational health coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, best-selling author, and Blog Talk Radio host. So the title was June, the month of joy. Well, normally it is, and it can still be, depending on how we look at things. But let me get into this. What is so special about June? Well, number one, it's the sixth month in the year, so it's mid-year. It marks the beginning of summer. It's known for its celebrations, graduations, birthdays, births, weddings, engagements, Father's Day, children out of school for the summer, unless it's a year-round school where they have a shorter break. It's just amazing. So in order to have a little bit more facts in front of me, I have Googled the calendar for the holidays in June 2020. And by looking at it, I go, oh my gosh. Okay, I know that June has 30 days. But only 4 days do not have a celebration mentioned. And that's June 2nd, 9th, 10th, and 22nd. Let's go through these few, through a few days to tell you why they are important to me. And you can tell me afterwards, if you choose to, why they're important to you or why they're not important to you. Because everybody has different likes, dislikes, different events, different this, different that. And I cannot speak for you. I can speak with you and to you, but mostly about myself and my experiences and knowledge and whatnot. So anyway, let's start with June 1. It's actually the Global Day of Parents. It was also one of my cousin's birthday. June 2nd has nothing on the calendar, but it was another cousin's birthday. June 3rd, it says CMT Awards, Global Running Day, National Egg Day, and World Bicycle Day. And I'm stressing the World Bicycle Day because June 3rd was also my mom's 90th birthday. And she went on a bike ride with three of my brothers and my sister. Holy Maloney, at 90, she went on a bike ride and she had a blast. They even got rained out and had to go to a restaurant to warm up a little bit and get something warm to drink before they could finish the ride back home. But they had such a wonderful time taking care of their health, being outside and riding the bike, that I thought, how appropriate. Mom's 90th birthday on the World Bicycle Day. June 4th is International Day of Innocent Children Victims. Sad. Very sad. But we need to do something about it. That's why it's actually good that it's mentioned, so we can be more proactive rather than just let it all go. It also says it's National Cheese Day. Well, that's not anything special to some people, but for the cheese connoisseurs, it is pretty special. June 5th, International Day Against Illegal Fishing, National Donut Day, World Environment Day, June 6th, D-Day Anniversary, and it goes on and on and on. June 20 is actually the summer, start of summer with the summer solstice. It's also one of my niece's birthday. And this year, it's always June 20th. But for us this year, it's our 40th wedding anniversary. So it's pretty darn awesome. And then June 21st, Father's Day. And there's, as I said, except the second every day of this month. That's why I consider this a very special month. So, well, what has changed between last year and this year? Actually, if I want to be totally honest, not that much. But what has changed is significant. The biggest change I can see is that we do not get to be close to one another, physically close, socially, yes, but not physically. So the physical distancing is still in, it's still standing order at this point. That's why I was not able to go home to celebrate with my mom, because we had intended to have about 150 to 200 people to go and celebrate with her and make this a very special thing. Now, we could all be sad, or we can all be glad. And we, that's mom and all my siblings and myself, we have chosen to be glad. Because now, mom gets to celebrate more days with her birthday or special things to get done. She's receiving birthday cards almost daily right now, because I actually posted on Facebook that I would love to send her 90 birthday cards for her 90th birthday. And as of yesterday, she had about 25 cards when she looked at it. And I know there's many, many, many more in the mail for her. So she'll have them all in from Argentina, from Canada, from probably even Spain, and from Switzerland, and from the U.S. And this makes it very special. Actually, when I talked to her yesterday, she was almost in tears of joy. She says, I never knew that I made such an impact on so many people. Man, look at all these cards. And my brothers took a picture of the stacks of cards that she had when they got home with her from the bike ride. And I go, oh, man, this is pretty darn awesome. So we can actually do things to make these special celebrations still memorable and special. So I have some friends who had babies this last month or the month before, all during the quarantine time, and they could not have any physical parties, but most of them had Zoom parties or Skype parties where the people show them what they would get, and then they put it in the mail and send it to them. So that's a fun way of doing it. Others are just, you know, talking to each other on Zoom or Skype or Facebook Live or something like that, some social media, so they get to see each other and smile and laugh together and share and have a good time and be safe while having a good time. Others have decided, well, they're going to do something. So they're going to make homemade cards or homemade gifts, or they write poems, or they're baking or cooking or cleaning. And most of all, most of the ones that I'm congratulating on a special day and ask them what they're doing, they say, we're spending time with our loved ones. This is the first time in years that we have actually time for our loved ones, and we don't have to worry about anything else. Some people say, I have my entire family, two at the time or so, stop by, wish me a happy birthday. Of course, there's no physical hugging, but there is the distance hugging or the virtual hugging and all that stuff, or the sending kisses with the hand, you know, all that stuff that we can do. Amazing what can be done. And it is really actually, it lasts longer because it's more spread out. So there are people that I know who usually celebrate their birthday the entire birthday months long. There's one person in particular who comes to my mind. Her birthday is on the same day as my mom's, on June 3rd. And she usually celebrated for the entire month of June. She had, you know, spa days. She had movie days. She had going out for lunch or dinner days. Everything. I haven't heard much this year yet, but because she got married in between and has children from her husband's side. And they're a very happy, close, wonderful family. So why am I saying all those things? It's because we just need to change our mindset. You know, it's not that we need to live in fear. Happening now is not something we need to take seriously, but it doesn't help us to live in fear. It's better to have a positive attitude, to have faith for the ones who are happy to have faith. For me personally, that is one of the biggest things. I pray every morning and evening and sometimes during the day for all my family, friends, clients, potential clients, everybody else that I know, or people who requested prayer. I put them on the prayer list and I pray for them. Does it work? Usually it does, because God is so almighty that he can actually help us and he hears our prayers. He doesn't always answer them in our time, but he answers them in his time. So there are so many things we can do. And I would like to challenge you a little bit to change your thing. Let me just a second, please. Somebody just rang the doorbell and I need to see if I have to sign anything. Just a second. I'm going to come. Thank you. Okay, that was just a delivery, so I don't need to go downstairs right now. Sorry about that. You know, we never know when the deliveries arrive. It's good they do, huh? So anyways, what I was trying to say that, you know, I want to have a challenge for you guys to make either a homemade card for an appropriate occasion for this month, to write a poem, to do some arts and crafts, and then email me a copy of what you've done. Be honest. Don't take credit for something you didn't do. And I will give a prize to the very best entry that I receive. I'm not sure yet exactly what it is. I have in mind maybe my best-selling book about stress reduction or some gift cards or something like that. I will make the decision, and maybe there's going to be more than one winner, because if there are so many wonderful ones, I want to reward those. You can also videotape what you're doing if you choose to and send me that little video in my email address, dythomson@gmail.com, TR Challenge, which is Blog Talk Radio Challenge, or you can text me or voicemail me at 562-335-4956, and then I have the things to look at, and I will get a couple of judges in who are going to help me decide what the best entry was to reward that one. So since Father's Day is this month also and everything else, I want to read you a couple of poems just to give you an idea. And if I see any of those, I know where you got them from, so they don't count for the challenge. But this one says, Fathers by Alicia Anderson. Fathers are the strength of the family to bond us and hold us together. Always there to mediate the household, a determined mentor we look to lead all together. He's the bodyguard that protects us and gives us comfort from all harm. He constantly offers compassion, always offering up his behind us endlessly, though at times in darkness we tend to fall. He's always there to guide us to the light, for us to follow from his call. With years to come, day by day, we grow from the nest we grew, in hopes to become something great, for I hope to someday be like you. A father's love is never ending, always there with a heart pure of gold. I love you, Dad, forever. I know you'll always be my stronghold. That's one of them. And I have another one that I kind of like a lot. The love of a father for his children is more than provision and protection, leadership and guidance. It's a part of who we are, what we become, and the way we serve the Lord with our lives. It is a strong and binding cord that runs through the fabric of our character, a rock we can stand on for courage and support, and a foundation that lies securely beneath us. The author is unknown because there's no author listed. So there are a gazillion poems out there. I don't want to read too many because I just wanted to give you a little bit of an insight. And why is this actually all important? And how does this have to do with a healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances? Well, spending time together does not really cost any money. Doing fun activities at home helps both body and mind. And when all three are in balance, that is called a healthy and balanced lifestyle. So we know, because I've said it so many times, I'm pretty sure when you listened in before or you go through the archives that you can listen for the last 5 years, mindset is key to either health or illness. Mindset is where it all, the root of the good or the root of the evil, depending on what's going on. And so you all know, as a transformational health coach, I work a lot with mindset, my own to start with and to lead others, and then with my clients to help them get out of the place where they didn't feel good about themselves, and now they're learning on how to actually move on, how to learn to rewire their brain, how to let go of negativity and replace it with positivity, all things that can make us happier and healthier. This time of quarantine, I don't look at it as jail time. I don't look at it as being imprisoned. I look at it as a time of reflection, of taking charge of things I haven't been able to do before. And now I have a little bit more time on my hands, so I get to maybe clean up the house a little bit more. I get to write more cards to people and mail those out. I get to call people and let them know I'm thinking of them and giving them hope. I get to help clients with their mental and physical and financial challenges. I get to reach out and share hope and health, which is my passion, literally passion, because my entire life I've been in helping people. I remember I was still a child, but I was like in my teens or so, or close to my teens when my younger siblings were born. And mom was working at her mother's store or business. And so I helped her raise the little ones. Of course, I couldn't nurse them or so, but once it got into feeding them and stuff, I did a lot of that, all helping out. So I had actually become a little vice mom, helping out with my siblings at a young age, at 10 years old. And, one brother is 5 years older than I am. He was adopted into the family or accepted into the family, then me, then my bonus mom, the one who just turned 90, had 4 of her own. The first one is 3 years younger, the next one is 10 years younger, the sister is 11 years younger, and the youngest one is almost 15 years younger than I am. So, of course, I could help out because I was old enough to know better, and I got trained on how to do it. So that was amazing. And all these things have been helping me through the years not just raising my own child, but all the other children that I took in and helped out and took care of. And it's been wonderful. And doing activities with them helps them so much with dexterity, with mindset, with skills, with math, with science. You all have to apply it, of course, to the proper age group. But there's so much we can do. So having said all that, I think we all needed a little mental adjustment. And the ones who actually are positive and who are reflecting and who are making the best out of the situation and who are keeping in touch with the ones who are shut in or are in a convalescent home or nursing home and they are not open to public to go and visit because of the virus, send them a card, call them, whatever you need to do. Ask the activities director if they can put them on a computer so you can talk to them and they can see you. Oh my goodness, what joy this prepares. And they are just so happy. So I've been doing much more of that. Also on Wednesdays at 2 p.m., I always read from a children's book on Facebook Live. And I've been reading the 101 Dalmatians. And usually I read about two chapters, which is between 35 and 45 or 50 minutes, to give the parents a break from taking care of their children or homeschooling them, and for the children to have somebody else to listen to and have story time, which usually is fun, and just to be positive out there, because some parents, and I do not fault them, not one bit, but they're overwhelmed. They did not sign up to be teachers. They did sign up to be parents, or they got chosen to be parents. But teachers, that's a totally different avenue. And so by them getting a little break, maybe even listening to the story with the children or grandchildren or nieces and nephews they help take care of or whatever, because their parents might be in an essential business where they get to go to work. So why not help each other out and make things better? I just love that so much. It brings me a tremendous amount of joy. And I hope you can hear that in my voice. And I would love to encourage you. Do something that you can do. Either when you're younger and you don't have to be in the house all the time because of the guidelines, but you can't go out, wear a mask, and go do the shopping, ask an elderly neighbor, give them a phone call or knock at the door and step back a few feet, you know, 6 to 8 to 10 feet, and ask them if you could do them a favor and go get their groceries for them. You know, that shows that you care. They matter to you. And it makes them feel good. And that's what we're supposed to do. Help each other out. Reduce the stress. Reduce medical bills. Reduce financial burdens that we don't need. And as I said before, mindset is key to everything because it either triggers illness or health. And that's why I am so passionate about it. I've seen too much over my decades of life what mindset can do to a body. I have a relative who, when she was paralyzed, when she was sad, she went paralyzed. And when I say paralyzed, I'm not saying either only legs or only arms or the left side or the right side. It was whatever. Sometimes it was the whole body. She couldn't move whatsoever. Her body just did not like to deal with anything that was out of the ordinary, be it stress or be it joy. be it positive, be it negative. And so we had many, many doctor's visits. We couldn't really change it till we knew what the root was, the root of the paralysis. And once we had that in our hands and we knew how to deal with it, this person had never been paralyzed again. That is so amazing. So when we can actually take care of our mind, body, and finances and make sure we don't overextend ourselves in one or two or all three of those parts, we're feeling so much better. And the happier we are, the healthier we usually are. And when we're healthy, we usually don't need a doctor. We usually don't need medication. We usually don't need lab work or tests or exams. So this is all about what we can do. So back to the month of June. Yes, the month, it's month number 6. We're in the middle of the year, summer at the door. Yeah, in 16 days is summer, with summer solstice. And I just want to encourage you to do the best you can. And don't gripe about stuff that you have no control over. Choose what's serving you best. Remember, I've used the three words, stop, challenge, choose, so many a times, because I use it daily for myself to get myself in check. I'm just a normal person, and I make mistakes, and I'm not perfect, but I strive towards giving, doing, and being the best I can be every day of my life. And so the stop stands for stop and take a deep, slow breath to help bring your emotions under control. Then challenge yourself by thinking about why you're feeling or acting the way you are. Ask yourself, is this even true? And then comes the green light. The stop was red, the challenge was amber, and now comes this green light. Choose the behavior that supports what you really want. And with that, I wish you all a very happy, healthy, and empowered week. See you next week, and I really do hope to get some emails from you guys with some of the challenges that I put forth so you can win a prize. I wish you all the best. Be blessed, be happy and healthy, and until next week again, take care.